Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Trenton Simpson met with the media during Ravens OTAs in Owings Mills.
Man, a year of growth. It's been full circle, you know, taking every day, my rookie year, just day by day, learning from Roquan and Patrick Queen, you know, just taking it day by day. And now it's just like, man, I'm ready to roll. Like, just every practice, I'm getting more comfortable and more comfortable. So just taking it day at a time, being blessed for the opportunity and just making every play count.
So what's been the most difficult thing to learn?
Just getting reps. You know, just got to keep repping it and being on the field with the guys, you know, being on the field with Roquan, who I'm going to play besides, just making the things more a lot natural and more easier for me with the communication and just being ahead of the offense before the ball is snapped.
What's the biggest area of improvement that you've seen in your own game from, you know, this time last year?
I say communication. Like talking, relaying the call, everybody being on the same page, you know, that's just what a year of growth gives you, just being a part of a great defense like the Ravens, you know, everybody on the same page, loud communication, you know, it'll take the defense so far.
Trent, you talked about the growth, but you were able to play in that regular season finale against Pittsburgh. Going into the offseason and knowing the expectations for you in year two, how important was that game for you to apply everything you had learned and get results?
It was the best thing that could have happened to me because it was – I had to be patient throughout the season for my moment to come. And when it came, I was prepared. And it was just that boost of confidence that I needed. Like you said, heading into the offseason, knowing, like, man, I belong. You know, I'm ready to play. So it was a blessing. It was God's timing. I feel like when I got a chance to go out there and display what I can do, I feel like I made the most out of it.
When DQ officially signed elsewhere, was it kind of like, okay, let's go? You know, this is I'm definitely going to get my chance? Or how did you kind of –
Yeah, no, it was definitely a blessing. You know, I wished him the best. You know, we had a great relationship. He was a great mentor for me for my rookie year. But I learned so much from him. So now I'm just taking what he learned and, you know, just making the most out of my opportunity and coming in and, you know, doing the best that Trent Simpson can do.
Trent, I think even as a true freshman at Clemson, you played in every game. So for you last year, I know you were getting reps on special teams. But was it tough for you in any kind of way to be not the –
Yeah, it definitely humbled me a little bit, but it was exactly what I needed because it was a year of growth and it was a chance to come practice in the NFL, you know, and that's a blessing because I wasn't rushing through into any type of pressure. I was able to grow every week on scout team, and then when I got a chance to play in week 18, I had 17 weeks of practice, you know, so I was ready to roll, man. It's a blessing, and everything happens for a reason, so I'm blessed to be here and ready for year two.
What was your mentality like coming into this year, understanding, you know, obviously the position that you're in to be, have a bigger role, but also, you know, it's your second year. You're no longer a rookie.
Man, just ready to roll. You know, just attacking every day. Make every practice rep like a game rep. You know, just communicating, being on the same page, and just every day just learning something. Like I'm meeting with Coach Mark D every day, watching practice film so he can see how I see the game and he can teach me, man. Just taking a more professional approach, taking care of my body. You know, just you know, it's my time to go. So, you know, I just take every day, and it's a blessing to make it count. So.
I mean, Zach is your position coach last year, and now him – running the whole defense.
Yeah.
Has that helped you enhance your understanding of, you know, your role and where it fits in the larger picture?
Yes, sir, definitely. Like being in the room with him as my linebacker coach, just us getting to know each other on a personal level and then just being able to talk ball. He understands me and I understand him. So it's made a very natural transition for me, and I'm excited, you know, just that room and then just seeing him at D coordinator and then the linebacker coach, Mark D, we're all just – everything is going in the right direction for sure.
You're obviously in line for a starting job after – What is the thought process and kind of the feeling going into this year, knowing that you have that opportunity in front of you?
It's a blessing, man. I mean, I'm living my dream, you know what I mean? And just to be able to be in a National Football League, something I dreamed of since I was 6 years old, it's like my opportunity is here. And life, these don't come around that many, so you just got to make the most out of it. And starting from when we started back, you know, getting going with the OTAs to now, just taking it every day at a time. And then by the time it's ready to roll for game one, I'll be ready, you know, just taking it day by day.
What was the number?
So my mother actually wore 23 in softball and basketball, and I got a great relationship with my mother, very tight. And I just wanted to, you know, add something, this connection between me and her. So, yeah.
Would you like lining up next to Roquan? Now, that's your spot with him. And he's such an alpha, such a dominant player. How do you mesh with that?
Man, blessing. Because that dude is a dog, man. Mentality, every single day, you know, 7 in the morning, early workout, that mentality is the same, which y'all see on Sunday. So it's a blessing to be beside someone like that, learn from him. Also, sitting right beside him in film, whenever I got a question, you know, he's there to answer it. And off the field, the relationship is grown a lot also. So just every single day, just learning something from him and, you know, matching his energy. You know, that's something I picked up, communication and matching energy every day as a linebacker and leading the defense, you know. Yeah. So,
do you guys keep a dialogue going even when you're not here? And kind of what's the nature of that, and how important is that maybe to building that partnership?
Man, it means a lot to know somebody and their background and, you know, going to go grab dinner. You know, hanging out and watching the game takes a relationship so much farther because, you know, you'll go that extra mile for somebody that you know and you got a great relationship with. So, man, it's been a blessing to, you know, get to know him more and more going into year two for sure. Well, no, I mean, I love it. His personality. Man, it's amazing. You know, when he comes around, he's going to say something funny. He's going to make you laugh. So just that personality and that smile, you know, it's infectious to everybody around him. And it makes you just, like he always say, just take advantage of every day. You never know when it's going to be a last. So, you know, we're playing football. I mean, what other better job can you have? You know, so his personality and the way he tackles the day every day, I feel like it impacts everybody around him for sure.
Talking about going into year two from year one, is it kind of trippy to have Nate come in as a former teammate and sort of like you're now in the position of, I guess, helping him acclimate and giving him advice? Is that kind of trippy?
Yeah, man, because it was cool because I seen him come in at Clemson as a freshman. I was going into my sophomore year. So just being back with my college brother, you know what I mean, it's just going to be awesome. I'm excited to see him grow as I'm growing. And just that off-the-field relationship and being on the field, we already had that bond since Clemson. So just taking it to another level with the Ravens now.
What should people expect out of Nate? Since, you know, you've seen the body of work.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have seen that. What can people expect?
High effort. One play that goes back to mind with me is that play against North Carolina, him running and punching the ball out. That's him as a player. You know, I got a chance to play with him for 2 years and witness that every day in practice. He's super competitive. So, man, I'm super excited. Like, when I seen we drafted him, I'm like, that's the right fit. You know what I mean? He's a hardworking guy, high energy, and y'all going to love him.
Can you tell he looks more physically filled out than the guy you remember at Clemson?
Yeah, he's definitely gaining a little weight, you know. So, I bet he's so fast, man. Nobody's going to run past him. So, I mean, whatever the nutrition staff and the coaches feel is best for him, and I'm excited for him, but I know – nobody's running past Nate Wiggins. Yeah, I know that for a fact.
What about you, Trent? Was physically getting bigger, stronger? Like, how did you approach that off season? And where are you at from a physicality standpoint and size standpoint than you were at this time last year?
I'd say I gained a couple pounds. I'm up to, like, 235, 236. But just nutrition-wise, you know, trusting Sarah and the staff, you know, with shakes and the way to eat, you know, just becoming a pro, taking care of my body, massages, things like that is just – another level that year two that I'm taking it to, learning from Roquan and PQ. That's those things they did to get ready for games. So just learning every year for sure.
Obviously, last year you're a rookie, you're learning the defense, and this year you've got Zach Orr taking over the defensive coordinator. Is it like you're relearning all over again, or does it feel like you're kind of picking up off of last year?
Man, the blessing is, I mean, it's the same defense. You know what I mean? We have the same terminology, so we'll be able to – I've been translating very well. And then just the extra one-on-one time with my coaches and, you know, studying film on my own at home more often has made the transition a lot easier for sure.
Trent, your energy is happy and joyous, accepting. Do you flip a switch on the field?
Yeah.
Turn on the tenacity, or what is it?
Yeah, when we get between those lines, you know, it's a whole other person. But, you know, outside of ball, you know, I'm just – loving outgoing, but when it's time to put that helmet on, it's time to go. So, you know, you got to have that switch as a football player, but when it's time to get in the lines, you know, it's go time for sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.